Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Amber Huffman, Intel Fellow and Director of Storage Interfaces in the Non-Volatile Memory Solutions Group from Intel on the line with me. Welcome, Amber.
Hey, Allison. It's great to be back.
You've got quite a title there, Amber. It's long. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that means in terms of your scope of focus at Intel?
So across the company at Intel, what I look at is how do we define the right interfaces to storage technology? And so, for example, between serial ATA, SAS, if you think about NVMe Express is my favorite, I'm responsible for making sure that we have the right features in those interfaces and then working with industry partners to get those into reality in specifications and in ways that we can all collaborate and win together.
We've had a tremendous amount of investment in industry standards and technology innovation in this space. Why is that so critical to address what customers are using storage for and how storage is changing in terms of the technical requirements?
So the collaboration is critical because storage is changing dramatically and quickly. So if you think about the change from hard drive, moving on to NAND-based SSDs, moving on to, in the future, 3D crosspoint-based SSDs, you can think about that transition is dramatic. And if people want to take advantage of these technologies in a broad scale of the move to SSDs and then faster and faster non-volatile memory, you want to make sure you put standards in place that can just easily adopt the latest NVMe technology. And so what we've done is tried to make sure that with NVMe Express, we've enabled a way for you to take advantage of the solid-state drives today of NAND, but then you can leverage into the future non-volatile memory technologies like 3D XPoint and seamlessly upgrade, because what we can see is cloud is being motivated by a virtuous cycle of storage and networking. And the faster we can allow the cloud to take advantage of the latest storage technology in these really fast 3D crosspoint SSDs, then we're going to be able to take much bigger leaps in terms of the things you can do with the cloud and also the Internet of Things and things and devices.
I read an interesting statistic that EMC had come out with an estimate that by 2020, flash space for everything that is production applications. Does this mean the end of tape finally, or what does this mean really?
I think a key thing is that now in the way that you used to have, say, your 15K RPM hard drives be your nearline storage or be your fast storage, now that's all replaced with NAND-based SSDs. And what you may see is what you used to have done with tape, maybe now you're doing with hard drives. And then the thing to think about is now what happens is you get really fast solid-state drives or even 3D crosspoint-based solid-state drives, or if you think about it in a DIMM type of form factor, you've got another revolution of what your hot tier might look like and where your need for DRAM might go down a bit because you have some very, very fast, very close by, non-volatile memory or 3D crosspoint-based SSDs that you can take advantage of. So that hierarchy and how it changes over time is pretty dramatic.
Now, the last time you were on the program, you gave me a look forward on the NVMe front and looking at fabrics. Can you tell me where we're at with fabrics and why this is a critical point for this technology?
One of the things that NVMe is known for is it's known to be very tightly coupled as a PCI Express solid-state drive interface. And what we've done with fabrics is we realized that PCI Express is an awesome technology for the direct interface to the drive, but it's not the best thing if you want to attach thousands of SSDs directly to your platform. Really, in our modern data centers or in our clouds, we're often going over Ethernet or, as we move forward, the Omnipath fabric. And so what you want to be able to do is take advantage of the ultimate performance you're going to get out of an NVMe SSD, and you want to be able to do that with thousands of them, but where interacting between the host system and your rack of drives, you might have an intervening fabric like Ethernet or Omnipath. So what we've defined in NVMe over fabrics is a very thin encapsulation layer that allows you to, at the host side, really think you're talking NVMe, but underneath, instead of going over PCIe locally, what we're doing is going across Ethernet and then at the other end, throwing away that capsule. And in that capsule, here we go with NVMe itself. And so it's a really low latency way to access your NVMe drives We've had multiple POCs by many companies showing less than 1 microsecond of latency is achievable of added latency. So if you have an SSD that can do 10 microsecond reads, you can still get almost all that benefit if you put it over an intervening fabric. Now, the new exciting things that we have going on is the specification is done. And what we're trying to do now is make sure the ecosystem can quickly adopt. To that end, what we've done is implemented a full Linux host and target with NVMe over Fabrics, and that is being open sourced to the community, and you can take advantage of that now. And so people can go out and build that, and we are already seeing many proof of concepts and moving that into production. So we're excited about people seeing NVMe over Fabrics in the wild by the end of this year.
That's fantastic. Now, Amber, we've talked a lot about all of the interconnects that enterprise is using. What do you think is going to be the future of this space, and what should our industry, as well as some of our end customer listeners, think about in terms of this technology trajectory?
So in terms of the technology trajectory, I think people should be confident in PCI Express as the interface to the SSD itself, and that you may have an intervening fabric, but that PCIe is a solid place to build from when you're looking at a storage-based use of something like NAND or 3D crosspoint technology. And as we move forward, what's going to be exciting is what is the dynamic of as you start to see, for example, Intel DIMMs with 3D crosspoint technology, where do you use more of a memory application versus you use something as storage? And so that's going to be the change over time of what is the mix and match of how you most optimally use the awesome non-volatile memory in a memory form factor and where you are going to use it more of a storage form factor. For example, in your application, if you have a need to hot plug because you have needs to add more capacity at different times, then maybe a storage-based implementation is better because PCI Express, you can hot plug in an easy way. But if you're really after the ultimate lowest latency, then maybe you use it in a DIMM form factor. So that's going to be a lot of what's really going to be exciting over time is how you see more and more pervasive use of NVM, and then how that hierarchy adapts based on whether you use it as storage or as memory.
Amber, it's been awesome having you on the show today. I think this is one of the most interesting areas in terms of hardware infrastructure innovation that's going on, especially in relation to the data center. If folks want to find out more about the industry standards and follow along in terms of the specifications, where would you send them? And then where would you send folks to find out about Intel's products in this space?
For NVM Express and NVM Express over Fabrics, I would just go simply to nvmexpress.org. We have some great webinars there where you can deep dive and understand the technology in a longer-based format as well as grab the specifications. And in terms of Intel products, I would go to intel.com. And if you want to find out about our SSDs, take a look at intel.com/SSD.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being on the program again today. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.